You may not be that excited about moving into a spanking new building. If the General Services Administration's recent experience is any guide, you might have to give up your office, be asked to share a cubicle. But high-performance buildings are integrating workspaces with technology like never before. In our special report, A New Era in Technology, we explore the trend with former GSA executive Larry Melton, now CEO of The Building People. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. So just to paint a picture for us, why don't you start by telling us the trends that you've seen recently in building construction or in rehab in which they're really considering the types of technology that the people inside the buildings are using?
Yeah, you know, we went from a normal view of design, construction, building materials, and the norm looking at the people productivity side, the natural light and the sustainability practices. That was all the norm. But today we're seeing two different trends in buildings. You know, really, it's around how the buildings are occupied. You know, we're working with clients to change the mindset from a build, lease, acquire it, just in case we have to occupy it, to a mindset of, well, just in need, often called hoteling or increasing mobility. Quite frankly, it's what I would refer to as the era of less approach, and it promotes the mobility of the workforce. Quite frankly, it's changing the occupancy rates, you know, probably around 30 to 50% on an eight-hour day. So it's just a big mind shift of how people are approaching the need for space versus a want for space.
And what about the technology that needs to be integrated? Because the classic way is everybody has a cubicle or an office, and there's a wire drop that goes to every cubicle and office and so on, and you kind of plug in there, and there you sit. But that all gets upended when you never know who's going to be in a particular space at a particular day.
Yeah, you know, with respect to the entire mobility and the wireless and the connectivity of the buildings to the operators, that's a big deal. And we've heard the term smart buildings, smart people. And quite frankly, the advances in the technology are making these systems so much easier and less costly to deploy. You know, the building management systems today themselves are becoming so sophisticated that a new smart building software can streamline and analyze data from the older systems, increase the ability of the BMS or the building management systems to provide meaningful real-time information to building managers, but most importantly, to now the occupants and the end users in the building. So that's where we're seeing a big shift. The second piece is really around, and we're seeing it in working with software companies, property managers, and the researchers are all talking about it. There's kind of two key requirements to increasing that occupancy engagement. And it's transforming the social norms and creating incentives for the occupants. So that's where we're seeing the leverage of the technology and pushing the change around the people. And it's all around occupancy engagement. I think we've talked about that in the past with you all. You know, that building-wide culture in which empowered building occupants become aware and accountable for their own energy and water use, that's just a big piece of changing the energy efficiency.
A couple of questions. When you say the occupants, do you mean the individual users who that's where they go to work, or do you mean the people paying the rent are incentivized to look at those things?
No, we're talking the end users, the occupants and the tenants in the building. They're now part of the engagement of trying to save money. It's no longer just the role of the operator to save money. What we're seeing is most building operators have an incentive to engage the client with it, leveraging the technology they're using to drive that change in behavior.
What sort of incentives?
Well, that could be a rent credit. That could be energy savings on utility bill paying, operating expenses. You know, we've seen it all. We've discussed it all with numerous clients. But right now, those are the types of norms that we're seeing across the portfolio being discussed now that, quite frankly, 10 years ago, it was just not the norm. It was you paid rent, you paid your operating expense and your utility bill, and that's just the way it was. You bought it, you asked for it, you pay for it.
And you said that buildings and the occupants have different social norms now for when they go to work. What does that mean?
You know, we obviously are seeing, and much like what we've seen at the GSA project at 1800F, they've done a remarkable job. We've seen collaboration spaces turn into real-time change in the way people work and the way they collaborate and produce, quite frankly, more of a collaborative result of the team working environment. So, yeah, that's really the big piece. The second piece to it is getting those occupants engaged, as I mentioned earlier, is when the occupants have the information in real time of what the building consumption and the building data is doing and that they have an ability to influence that and save money at the lowest level, meaning all the way down to the cubicle or at their laptop, and they have an ability to influence that and make a change and drive that energy efficiency, That's the kind of social norms we're seeing. It's the engagement of the people at the lowest level all the way down to the cubicle that we're seeing is transforming the way people are, you know, quite frankly, operating in space.
And while people may be gaining the opportunities to collaborate, I imagine that some are really feeling the pain of losing private space for deep concentration or research or just collecting their thoughts. How are the architects of these sorts of rehabs and the like thinking about that so that people still have that privacy and that quiet time if they need it?
Yeah, you know, two different issues. You really got to deal with the social norms or the needs of the people, quite frankly. And that's really where you got to be smart about what we call smart occupancy. You know, you can have a smart building, you can have smart people in it. But the reality is if you don't create that right environment, the people are not going to be productive. And people productivity, as I stated in the very beginning, that's probably one of the most important factors of designing the right space. So the second component to it, though, really comes down to cost. And the reality is when you're looking at the space and folks are only utilizing the space, let's just say 30% of the time, the other 70% of the time you can say the space is not used. So step one is to occupy them more efficiently so that we know how much we actually need. And that starts with measuring utilization. So while it's obviously there's a people productivity and it's all about the people, there's still an increasing demand to save money, reduce costs, especially around the federal sector with tight budgets.
And what about the IT environment in these buildings where people are mostly wireless? What do you have to do to accommodate that in a new building? And, you know, how do you get around columns and pillars and steel structures?
Well, today, you know, the technology today is just so dramatically different than it was 10 years ago and imagine 20 years ago. So the wireless capabilities today are pretty robust. But, you know, there's nothing more effective than integration of green IT collaboration and the buildings together to drive the most effective and largest contributor of energy reduction, CO2 reduction, wastewater reduction across the board is to take advantage of the mobility of the workforce and reduce the amount of space and wasted through vacancy. So while the buildings are big and, let's just say, gaudy, old, maybe even historic in some parts of the portfolio, there's still an increasing capability to be able to leverage the Wi-Fi and the advanced technologies today to drive collaboration. So that's becoming less of an issue today with the way buildings are designed and with the way the technology is working.
We're speaking with Larry Melton, the former GSA executive, now CEO of the Building People. We've spoken about GSA's renovated building, renovated headquarters. What else are you seeing of interest here in the D.C. area regarding this new type of working?
You know, quite frankly, we're certainly seeing the demands of what we've labeled smart occupancy and smart buildings across the federal inventory. And, you know, generally speaking, you know, as much as the private sector is probably a little farther ahead of the government, with the exception of, I would say, GSA, you really got to look across the portfolio. And GSA represents, you know, only about 10% of the federal portfolio, which amounts to, you know, 360 million square feet, quite a lot of space across the federal portfolio. But, you know, let's not forget, in D.C. alone and across the federal government, there's another 350 billion square feet of federal space that needs to be tackled that could be more efficient, maximize utilization, and quite frankly, save a lot of money for the taxpayers. So while GSA is doing a remarkable job of setting the example for all federal agencies, even in D.C. or in our own backyard, but across the nation, there's still a lot of work to be done.
And it seems like a really big challenge, too, when you talk about these monstrous federal headquarters, because they're old, they're in prime locations, so everything's going to be expensive, and they're really, really big. So how likely is it that there are opportunities to perhaps do this in a modular way?
You know, most people say, well, I have a big building, I don't have money, and I can't afford to do that. So what we do is we try to help people by start focusing on changing your workplace practices now. Promote mobility. That doesn't take any retrofit. That doesn't take changing of the workplace, moving those big pillars that, Tom, you mentioned. The reality is it's really about changing the human behavior. First, promote the mobility and the telework and get those practices in place. Leverage the technology, and then we'll focus on those cost savings and retrofitting the workplace. So you don't have to retrofit your workplace overnight to maximize the mobility and utilization. The space is the space today.
And what about the older buildings? Some of them, as you mentioned, are historic, and you can't tear them down, but yet they're built in a way that the old-fashioned way, with long hallways and these cement, you know, concrete walls that create all these little offices. What can you do with those? Can they be rehabbed to have this green, open mobility, high occupancy type of design?
Absolutely, and we've seen that across the federal portfolio, especially given the historic nature. I think the average age of a federal facility is, I believe, over 35 years old or close to it. So the first thing and first step, as I mentioned, is you got to measure utilization. You got to figure out where am I using it, what am I not using, and assess from there. But the reality is it doesn't matter if it's an old building or a new building. You can make an old building smart even in by today's technology, and there's certainly many, many capabilities out there in the market to make that happen.
All right. Larry Melton is the CEO and president of The Building People. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Emily.